It is said that overall, the individual tends to be unhappy, not because of what they know, but because of what they don't know. In other words, we need to remember to reconnect. We have long been in an age of separation, of longing, and this disconnection is at the root of many of our social ills. We are in crisis, individually, collectively, and soulfully. We are in a crisis of the heart, and society reflects these fractures. This longing of return, reunion, reconnection, however we wish to name it, has been at the core of the spiritual impulse. The road of deep connection, of essential communion between self and source, is never easy nor automatic. It must be sought. A good doctor does not offer a cure without first understanding the cause of what ills the patient. A good doctor also knows that the patient carries the potential for the cure within them. Everything in life is in process. Nothing is static, and all things, all life, is in movement. Yet there are different ways in which this movement can operate. It can be gradual, or it can be accelerated. Let us take the analogy of the acorn and the caterpillar. The acorn, as we know, carries within it all the information it requires to grow into an oak tree. What it requires from the outside is time and favorable environmental conditions. With these, it can gradually, over many generations, grow up from the acorn in the soil to the grand oak tree that reaches for the sky. This is a gradual process that moves along a natural rhythm. We can say that this represents the general path of natural evolution. Then there is the caterpillar. The caterpillar also contains within it all the information it needs for its future growth. It may not be fully aware of this, yet if it follows its instinct, it will come to a point in its life where it feels the need to make a change. It will enter into the cocoon state and, if internal conditions are favorable, it will eventually emerge into a butterfly. That is, it will undergo a radical transformation into something new. It will not be an extension of its old self, like the oak tree is to the acorn, but will transform into a new state of being, if internal conditions are favorable. What this analogy tells us is that there is a gradual evolutionary growth, as well as rapid evolutionary transformations. As it is with the caterpillar, so it can be with humankind. We can choose to be recipients of environmental conditions that favor our gradual development over generations, or we can make a conscious, concerted effort to utilize internal conditions to trigger a rapid and radical transformation of our being. Buckminster Fuller once said that there is nothing in a caterpillar that tells you it's going to be a butterfly. The outward signs are not readily distinguishable. There are no neon signs announcing the capacity for transformation within. Yet it exists. The program for transcending ourselves is written into our code. What is required to unlock this code is correct intention. There are moments, epochs in the human evolutionary journey when significant shifts in consciousness, understanding, and knowledge are required. We are living within one of these monumental transition periods right now. And what is more, we should be mindful not to become our very own obstacle. It is said that when people actively try to guess a card or dice, they will make so many mistakes that it becomes statistically impossible for them to be wrong so many times. And yet, why is this so? What has been shown by psychologists is that people are in fact guessing right more of the time, but some inner censor prevents them from admitting it and actually blocks this so that they guess wrong. We have an inbuilt detector that instead of proving us right is actually working to positively prove us wrong. A part of the human personality actively seeks to protect a person's existing ways of thought, their status quo and sense of familiarity, in order not to push the boundaries beyond their conditioning or social programming. I am not alone in feeling that the time is now ripe, even overripe, for a change to come along. Our modes of understanding, and thus our parameters of thinking, have begun to shift, and about time too. The cracks in the dominant paradigms of thought are now showing through. In the modern world, people are beginning to understand, outside of religious terminology, the concept of the absolute one reality. Science is also now confirming what mystics and sages have said for centuries. The quantum sciences have validated that there exists an underlying quantum field, sometimes referred to as the quantum vacuum, plenum, matrix, or even the Akashic field. From this underlying collective field manifests all materiality. That is, all material existence is fundamentally and inextricably interconnected, and all life is connected to the same underlying field. Further, that this underlying unified field is not only energetic, but also conscious. According to the ancient Vedic understanding, all is Brahman. There is nothing that is not Brahman. For outside Brahman, nothing exists, because all is Brahman, the ancient. Within a unified mind, everything is in communication or communion with itself. After all, why shouldn't we humans, as the physical, spiritful beings that we are, be able to communicate with the unified source from which we manifested forth? I invite you, the listener, to explore the implications of purpose and meaning upon human life if we acknowledge that all existence is a manifestation from the conscious, unified source field. What are our responsibilities? How will this impact our human future? How can this enrich our lives? These are some of the important questions of our time, and the time is now. It is time to realize our way back home.